Right, those are some of the starting Daf Yud. A lot of different halachim here in the sugya. You saw all the way to the Mishnah?
Yeah.
There's like 20 cases. And there's different halachim how to learn with Bittul, without Bittul, why we're Machmer, why we're Mekel. We'll try to go through a halach according to the Rambam. So remember, the Gemara said over there on Tesam and Beis, the Gemara said that Teisha Tziburim, that of Matzah, one of Chametz, and Achbar came and Shakal. And we didn't know if it was Matzah or Chametz. And he went in, nice, and the Gemara comes out that we're Machmer. The reason we're Machmir is Kol Kavur Kamechtzal Mechtzal Dam. So there is where the Rambam passed in Lachumra on Bedika, and that's where we brought in the Magen Mishnah. The Ravid asked, "Why would you be Machmir? It's a Sof the Rabbanon." And that's where the Magen Mishnah brought in the Ra'ah. Halacha Yud, you brought in the Ra'ah, and the Ra'ah said, "Now what? That Chiddush? That no, Bedika Chametz about the Misakim at Chila." On a Suffolk.
Right. Secret account.
Yeah. So maybe even when it's a Suffolk, it's still going to be Machmir. With that you say in mind, there's a lot of homework to do. And you have to figure out now why all the cases, any case we're going to be Mekel, Taka, why we're not Machmir. And also we're going to try to figure out the cases that we are Machmir, are we Machmir because of that you say? Or are we Machmir for some other reason? That's what we're going to try to do until the Mishnah you're on base. So if you look at a whole bunch of cases, we're not going to go through every case. So the first case over here that comes up is a case of Parish. What does it say over here? In the case of Pirish, on Tassam Beis V'Asa Achbar V'Shako, so that means there's Tess Tibur Mamata, a one of Chametz, but before we saw, we don't know. When we came already, it was a Safa. It was in front of those piles. And Achbar came from there and took it. So in that case, we're talking going to be Mekel. We make one into a house. I'm going to say Safed Rabbanon Kula. Frankly, the Shaila is why. If the Ra'ah is right, and the Rambam says this, and the Rambam is learning even with Bittul, we try to say the Rambam's Mahalach in the sugya. Learn with Bittul. Why? Very simply speaking, why am I not going to be Machmir in that case? That's where the first Shaila comes up. Pasha, why am I not Machmir in that case? The next Shaila is Beshnei Tzibur. The Gemara says if I had two piles, Echad Shel Matzah and Echad of Chametz. So, two piles, one matzah, one chametz, two houses, one badak, one not, and two achbarim came, and the kids were going to be toiler that the one with chametz went into the one which was ainu badak, and the one that had matzah went into the one which is badak. And lemaisa were saying lekula. The shaila is one. We have a suffix, why are you going to say lekula? In other case, you can't go through every case. But a case over here, the Gemara says on the top, three lines from the top of Yudam and Aleph, that Tzibur Echad Shel Chametz, so there's one pile. The Lachan of Beis Batim Bedukim, there's two houses which are checked. Ra'as Achbar and Achbar came to Shakil. Wallah Yadin and Ilahayal Ilahayal, we don't know where he went in. The Maisa, we pass in the Kula, the Rabbi pass in the Kula, that's the bottom line. And we say it's okay. And,
they came there separately.
Each one, right, came there separately. In that case, that's what Rashi says. It could be what others will say even more than that. But at least if they came to ask separately, Rashi says, because the Rabbanan, Talina Lakula, we're going to go Lakula. So, right, Shaila. You're always right. I'm shouting the Rambam. The Rambam passes this way. That by the Dikis Chametz, when you have a Safek, you should go Lakula, even though normally Safek the Rabbanan is Lakula. But here it should be Lakula. Why is it Lakula? That's another case. I'm not going to get involved in these cases right now to the bottom of the group, but now let's go to Amid Beis. In Amid Beis, Rava has a series of cases. In these cases, Rava starts from Amar Rava. Achbar nichnas v'kidu b'pip. So the Achbar went in, and he definitely had chametz in his mouth. Nichnas acharav, he went in after him. Umotza perurim, he found perurim. And even if it will equal, let's say, the whole loaf, pashtus, you'll find mamish enough perurim for a whole loaf. Tzarech b'dika. Why? Since it's not the derech for him to crumble up like that, so we're not going to assume that that's the one. So we have a suffix. We don't know. Maybe he ate up, maybe he didn't. I'm going to be machmir. So that would seem to be consistent. Both of them. Finally, we found another case. There's a suffix and we're machmir. Okay. Well, let's see, Taka, if that's the emes. Is that Taka why we're machmir according to it? Because this suffix, the Rabbanan was a chum in this case, or for some other reason? Let's see another case. Tinek nichnas v'kika b'yodav. What about if the tinek goes in? And a kikas b'yodav. Nichnas achar v'matzah perurim. He definitely brought in chametz, and you went in and you found the room. The halacha is ein tzarich bedika. You don't need to check. Why? Because the derech is a tinek tefara. We have a svara that will tell you it's a derech of the tinek to be mefara. Okay. Before here, you're not necessarily going to ask the shayla because we're saying it's a bad thing. Before here, you wouldn't ask the shayla. Here would be megal. But we'll say it's a bad thing, which is going to be the truth. That's going to be the amistad of shayla. Right here, not the truth. We're making on the sukkah. We don't have a sukkah. I'm telling you, the bad news. We know that this is the way it is. So it's a smart bad. So there, we won't even bother asking the shayla. Okay, so we have a shayla there. What about the next case? Achbar love on nichnas, the kikar b'pichah. So a white one goes in, but Achbar Shachar is related to the kikar b'pichah. A black one goes out and he has a kikar in his mouth. So what do we say there? Sumah. Hai vaday achrinahu, it's hack a different one. Or Dilma Armuy Arme Mine, maybe he took it from the first guy. Im Timsalim Akbar Loshak Mehadodi, Lamais, we say the Chumra here. And we say Im Timsalim Ar that they taka don't take from one another. So we're going to go on to another case. And the Rambam taka paskin always, Kedakar Shal Rambam. The paskin of Im Timsalim Ar. Im Timsalim means for real. It's not let's just say. It means for real. So therefore the Rambam paskin over here, the Chumra. Again, here we'll say the Chumra, okay, it's good, but it's just endless. Is the reason why we're mad here because there are? But Safik, Digas Chametz is the Chumra, or for some other reason? We'll try to explain or we see all the cases. Next case, Achbar Nichnas, the Kikar B'Pil. He goes in with the Kikar. The Chulda Yoitza, the Kikar B'Pil. The Chulda comes out, and she has the Kikar, and the Shaila, the Gemara goes through the details, and we don't know. Soif Kol Soif. The Gemara says, oh no, in this case the Gemara does, no, Mahu, Chulda Vada Me'akvashak, Chulda stronger. So we say, for sure, yeah, Machari the Chulda definitely took it from, even though it's a different min, but it took it from the first one. Dilma, maybe we could say, Achrinahu, it's a different bread than Viso, because if you think Taka it's that same bread, the Me'akvashak was saying he took it from the Achbar, Achbar B'Piyah HaMashkachas, you know what he would have found an Achbar in the mouth too. So it must be, it's a different one. Then we say, Im Timtaloimar, Im Isa, the Me'ach B'Shach will say, and if the Taka want to say that it's so, that if you think you took it from the Achbar, then Taka would have been an Achbar with Piaf Mishkachas, so must be it's not, and it's a different bread, and anytime you're going to need a B'dikah. The Ram Taka Paschal away, you're going to need a B'dikah. Why? Because Im Timtaloimar means for real, so you Taka need a B'dikah. So again, over here, you need a B'dikah. So what Machmir, that you need a B'dikah because of the Ra'ah, or for some other reason? Let's see. Now the Gemara goes to another case. Achbar nichnas v'kikar v'piv. V'chul de yoitze v'kikar v'achbar v'piv chulde. So here you have a case where Taka seems like it makes sense. Because Taka, that chulde, got the achbar with the kikar in the mouth. So far it's that one. No, same color. The achbar is the same color. And coming out to mahu. What do we say? Hachav vada iuhu. Or if you think Taka was that achbar that went in that he got, the Yonilu Kikar would be achbar b'shkachas. He would have got an achbar who still had bread in the mouth. Right, it's a different one. Habavoy ashtakuchi. He would have found it like that. Oydilma, we say no. Labdav doesn't mean it's not that achbar. Oydilma should be too sohud enough b'shakos. No, maybe it could be he was scared of the folder, so dropped it, so then he picked it up again. So could be it's the same one. But this the Gemara used the lashon of teiku. Teiku. We don't know. We don't know the answer. Was the Rambam Paskin the Kula? This is a spitz up it. I'm for sure Chametz went into the house, and we don't know if it came out. It says take Kula. The Rambam Paskin the Kula. The Shaila is what happened to the Ra'ah as Yisoy. The whole Ra'ah, though, is coming to explain that first Rambam. In the case of Tes Tziburim, we said we want the Chumra over there, because Safin Darabon and Dong with Kula, but in the case of Dikas comes to Chumra, why over here are we going to be Mekel? The Rambam is Mekel in this case. So then there's other cases the Gemara says, Imkin Tzolaymar, which that's not a Sof. The Gemara paskins that you need Bidika to go up on a Kaira, down in a bar, fine. And then the Gemara speaks about the last case. The Gemara doesn't say, Apsak, Kikar Pinachosh. Tzarech Chavar Lahoitzi, you need to get someone to take out. So the Nachosh walked in, and there it's dangerous, you can't start up. But then you'll have to hire someone. So do you need to get someone to take that bread away? I ain't sorry. So the Gemara has a cleric. The Gufe Achachur Rabbanu. Rabbanu will be not true with you. It might take a long time to do a B'dikas Chametz in general, but it's the Gufe. I never told you have to spend money. The Mamayna Loy Achachur. That's the cleric. Maybe they never, you have to hire a zookeeper to get the bread out of this. They never said necessarily. Oidum Aloysh, no, take it. Gemara ends up a take when the Rambam over here is Mekel. The Rambam in this case is Mekel. So Vayter over here, why is the Rambam Mekel? Why is the Rambam Mekel? It's true that Yisoid of the Ra'ah, why is the Rambam Mekel in this case? Let's try to explain like this. So the truth is, the Lech Mishnah really asks. He doesn't say all the cases that he's asking, but the Lech Mishnah really asks. Right there on the Halacha Yud, where the Magen Mishnah brings that Ra'ah, in the case of Tes Tibur, which was Tes Amid Beis, where the Rambam was Machmir, we said because Safik Darabonon by the Diko is going to be the Chumah. So the Lech Mishnah asks a series of kashas. He doesn't say specifically every case that he's talking about, but he does ask the case of Nachash, and he asks the take of the case of the Achba that came out with the full in its mouth. And he says all the other cases in Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam is Mekel. He asks, why is he Mekel? And the Rambam, now let's see the case in Yud Aleph. The Rambam says Yud Aleph, a whole bunch of these cases that we read. Shnei Tziburim, Echad Shal Chametz, Echad Shal Matzah, Shnei Batim. So which case is that? That's the case of Tesam and Beis, right over here. Right after Tes Tziburim, so there's one case of that was Kavua, the next case is Parish. The third case is the case that the Rambam mentions. The Rambam says the Kula. It's no problem. And the Rambam says, contain Shnei Batim Adukim, but Tzibur Echad Shal Chametz. The case on the top of Yudim Aleph, also the Rambam says they're the Kula. Then the Rambam goes through other cases that the Gemara mentions there. The Rambam says all these cases are the Kula, and the Lech Mishnah asks this Kash attack on the Magen Mishnah. He says, how does it work? When is this Yisoid apply? How does it work? So the Kitzur, the Lech Mishnah says, he says that he says the truth is, if you look in the Rambam, you look in the Magen Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah points this out in the Rambam, the Rambam says Mefurish. The Rambam himself is Bavarnig Atarit, the Shailas Bor is the Rambam me. Because in the end, after the Rambam said what he said, in you, Niach Tesha Tziburin, and we were forced to say the Yisoid Lech Mishnah Baruch on the Ra'ah, the Rambam goes on and says, you know, so the Rambam himself is saying all these cases are going to be Mekel. So why is that? So the Rambam throws through, legs through. The Rambam says at the end that you don't have to do Bedika. Why? She'ein Kan Kavua. Over here, it's not Kavua. So any case that was Machmer, stomach, that's going to be a case that was Kavua. In this case, in simple, the Rambam says these words, that over here it's not Kavua. So that's why, we'll see, try to explain what that means. The Rambam says in these cases, all these cases we mentioned, it's not Kavua. So for example, Shnei Tziburim, let's see for example, the case of Teisha Chanuya is what was Parish. Where does the Rambam bring that halacha? So that the Rambam brings a different halacha. The Reis Meikol brings a different halacha Yudal. But I'll go upon the other case. The case of Shnei Tziburim, of Matzah, Shnei Tziburim, Echa Matzah, and one Chometz, and two Bat, and one Badab, and one Eina Badab, and the case of the top Tzibur Echa, Chon Chometz, in front of Beis Batim. The Rambam is Meikol in those cases, and the other cases that the Gemara lists also. So, the Lech Mishnah says,
this is the case that's not Kavua? Shnei Batim, Echa Badab,
so this is not Kavua. We'll see what we're going to explain, try to explain what that means. The kids are going to have to find out. You're going to have to put this to the test to find out that any case that the Rambam told you he's Mekel is not Kavua, and the case that he said it was Machmir is going to have to be because of Kavua, or we'll find another reason why it could be Machmir. If he's Mekel, can't be Kavua. That's how it's going to have to come up to try to explain what that means. The Lech Mishnah says that.
It sounds like an Anders Shesvara from the Ra'ah, no?
Oh, so we have to see. This is a Haguf, exactly, when I tried to tie it together, make everything into one direct. So, one second. Okay, so Lemaisa, I saw in the Sefer Devar Shmuel, so he says like this. Look, the Lech Mishnah says a wonderful teretz. It's an amistic teretz, because the Rambam says it. So for sure that's the teretz, but the Shaila is exactly the point that you're making. If the Ra'ah is saying that there's a Svara, and it explains what he means, because the whole B'dikas Chomel is Niskan al-Asafik, so give me any Svara you want. It's not Kavua. Who cares? There's a reason to be Machmir by B'dikas Chomel, because that's the way it was set up in the first place. They made you do it. This Din Rabban, they made you do it, even when it was a Asafik. So you can tell me it's not Kavua. Yeah, Kavua, not Kavua. Who cares? That's the way he asked the Shaila. Why should that make a difference? Even though, we'll see maybe what Kavua means. But he's asking regardless of what it might mean. But why should that be a svara? Right. Why should that be a svara to take out from what the Ra'ah is saying? How does that work? How could that stim with the Ra'ah? So Lamaisa, he says, the Murray the Gazak, the Sefer Devar Shmuel, He says, he wants to say Al Pi the Prima Godim in Simit Kof Yud, and call it Svek Sveika. So there the Prima Godim says, the Maisa, by Kavua, we know the halacha is called Kavua, Mechza al Mechza. We say it's 50-50. When something, when the subject was Noilad in the Malkum where there's Vaday Isser, so over there we say it has a din of Mechza Mechza, and the halacha that it says in the Gemara all over, that we don't go after Roy. So Prima Godim is Chayger, and he wants to say, it could very well be that when the Safik is Noilad the Malkum of the Kvius of Isser, I don't go after Roy, it could very well be I also don't go after Chazaka. But whatever that din is, when the Safik is a Shtarkai, whatever, we're not going to get into Lomdus right now. But whatever it is, when the Safik is Noilad in the Malkum of the Kvius of Isser, I don't go after Roy, Prima Godim wants to be Mitzadid, who a din could be, I don't go after Chazaka. So Mir's up to save his Barashmol, is up to Murray. He said, I'll tell you how to understand what's going on. Let's see the case of test tibur. Really like this. In the case, any case that a person did a bedikas chametz on his house, so his house starts off having a cheskas bottom. Because he did it. Until you're going to break his chazaka, if you're going to have a suffix, the chazaka is going to answer the suffix. And it's going to tell you, no, it's still bottom. He says, so what's going on over here? So he says, test tiburim, that the Gemara paskins the chumra, that you have to do another bedika, again that he had a cheskas bottom. He says, the pshat is, what? He had a cheskas bogim. And the truth is, mavur like this, in Shulchan Aruch Rav, this is how he explains the ikur chilek between test tibur and the other ones that were meiko. We had a chazaka. But what happened? Since the suffik isser of chametz or matzo was noilad in the makom where it's kavua, the isser of chametz, that din of kavius, just like I don't go after roiv, also told me I'm not allowed to go after chazaka. So Neila, I have to ignore the chazak of the cheskes baduk. So once I ignore the chazak of the cheskes baduk, what do I boil down to? A safek derabon without a chazak. Normally, I would have said a safek derabon without a chazak, a safek derabon lekula. Comes again derabon, now I'm going to say safek derabonon lechumra. Because again, the case, any case that you did a bedikas chametz in your house, you start off with a cheskes baduk. And that's the case of Tessibur, because it's talking about a house that was bought. What happens? Now he has a suffix that was Noilat the Malkum Kavua, where the Isser is Kavua. Kol Kavua is Kemechta Mechta. What does that mean? I'm not allowed to go, when I have a Din Kavua, I'm not allowed to go after Roy. Prima Godin says in Simon Kufya, it's possible, you're talking that I wouldn't go after Chazaka either. Chazaka is Barash Mo. If I don't go after Chazaka, that would be the Pshat. Why a Machmer? Why? Because what the din of Kavua did was it wiped away Mechazaka too. So I don't have Mechazaka, so what am I back to? A Malkum of a Safek. Normally Safek of a Kula, the Ra'ah came in and told you, here it's going to be L'chumra. What's going to be by the case of Shnei Tziburim? Echot Shal Mata v'Echot Shal Chometz. And with name Shnei Batim. So in that case, what happened? The Safek was not Noilad in a Malkum Kavua. There's no Vada in Makom Kavua Isser. Well, he explains the same with the Baruch Shmuel, because there's two piles, one of Chametz, one of Matzah. And there's two Batim. And the Siba of the confusion, where does the suffix start from? When they get mixed up when they go into the houses. That's really where the suffix starts from.
It's partially.
Right, so he says that's not called that the Siba of the suffix started from the piles. The Siba of our confusion is because there's two houses, you don't know which house it went into. So that's not going to be called Kavua. If it's not Kavua, I never ruin my Chazaka. If I don't ruin my Cheskas Baduk, so it comes out that you have a suffix and the Chazaka tells you there's no problem. Nothing happened. So that's the case of
Siba.
I just have to find out how I still have my chazaka.
Yeah, but no, it's sad that he's saying that the suffix is not nulad from the piles.
Right.
With his vada iser.
Right. Right.
It happens
right.
Later.
Right. Right. So you have to know what will be, because I was thinking about it a lot. It could be that haka if the two piles, and you know which pile is which, the chayyur, and you saw the achbar pile A and pile B, and they only got mixed up in the beginning and didn't get mixed up later. Or in that case, that should
there's
be called
two houses bedukin.
In our case,
I'm saying that if there was two houses bedukin, yeah. So there's no
two houses which are baduk. So that would be I would have to be machmir, and even if it's one house baduk, one not, I'll also have to be machmir on the one that's not baduk. Because the reason would be that would be considered that it was noilad b'makom l'kvias, like your barbani. L'chayru would come out. The only case that this is going to work is bedafka of this case. let's say, got mixed up or didn't get mixed up by the piles, but also got mixed up before they walked into the houses, so you didn't know which one came from which pile. So they will say the Siba of this suffix is not coming from the pile, because there's two houses anyhow, got mixed up which houses he went into. But a chayra, I'm just saying, if you know clearly this pile A of chametz, a pile B of matzah, and you saw those mice, you didn't see, there they mixed up, but later they clearly, after you're confused, they clearly walked into houses, and there was no confusion after that. You have to know, I mean, that should be called, that it was the makom kavua, the suffix was noyla. Could be. So in other words, the only case, I have to think about it.
I still say about the two houses that are badu. And also, there's no confusion about the houses. The houses themselves are bodu. So
right, if they go to Stamazo, it's not here.
The stuff is made out of the piles.
Right. And what does the Gemara say about that case?
The Gemara doesn't have that case. Gemara has that case.
Two which are bodu. The Gemara does talk about two which are bodu, but one pile. Right.
One pile, right.
Two, right.
And the stuff is not made from there. Stuff is not from there.
Right. So it is. Right.
There, it's also Porush. There's also later on.
Here, the Suffolk, there is no Suffolk. It's not trying to say Suffolk walked into Kavua, because there's no Suffolk. It's about the piece of Chametz.
Right.
And it walked, and the Suffolk was not like it walked into the door.
Right. Porush, that's Porush from the Makam Issa.
Right. So, Anachan, the Chametz, the same Kasha should be in that case. It was two piles and two houses which are both. Yeah. Okay, but that's what he wants to say, that it blibes, and that's basically the way that the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains. Yitaka explains it like that. By Teisha Tziburim, it comes out taka that you're not left with a chazaka. It ruins your chazaka. They don't go after, and this is how the Baruch Shmuel explains. He wants to explain what the Shulchan Aruch Rav means. That I'm not gonna, just like I don't go after Roy when a suffix is isser, is loyal, mokum kvius isser. I don't go after Roy, but also won't go after the chazaka. So the only thing that he says is, but now it's a little bit schwer, because it sounds like the reason why I'm being. Oh no, okay, it's very good. Because now he answers the kasha. Because he said, if the Ra'av said that there's a svar that by Vedika's comments, I'm not going to go on the Suffolk Lakula, so why then am I going on the Suffolk Lakula? The Rambam said, it's not Kavua, so Suffolk Lakula. So he says, very gishmak, according to this, no, I'm not going to Suffolk Lakula. It's just that the Chazaka of the bias answers. I told you, there's no problems. Murder. So what they're all said is MSVAT. Yeah,
the Chazaka takes away the suffix.
Yeah, it answers. Not that I'm blessed with the suffix, but I go to Kul because they're a bonon. Married it. So when I don't have a Chazaka, so I'm left with the suffix and Enechanami. That's Hakam on the case. I'm going to say the suffix is a bonon the Kula. But in these cases where I never touch the Chazaka because I don't have Isser that came from Malcolm Kvius Isser, so Mimela, I left with the Chazaka, left with Chazaka, and there's no suffix here. So everything is good. That's how he explains that. Now, the Ma'is, I just want to say, Amita Shodover, these cases, and Rava, let's take for example, and then I'll explain like this. Rava, let's say for example, Rava's first case, and on the base, you're on the base. Amar Rava, Achpa Nichnas, Vikikar Bipiv, Vinichnas Acharov, Umatza Perurin. So we're saying you need Bidiko. You know why you need Bidiko? Because it's not the derech of the Achpa to be Mefar. Sometimes the Achra could be Mefar, but it's not the Derech. The Pashup shot over here is doing it to what the Gemara said on Tesla Al. The Gemara said on Tesla Al, and the Chadish Rabbeinu David speaks on the Furish. The Gemara said, if you remember, the Mishnah said, we're not Chosh Hashem Agiru Chulga. That's a case of Safi. What if you saw him coming? Gemara speaks, time with the Chazina the Shoko. Ho Chazina the Shoko, Chashina the Boy Bidiko. So the Gemara says you need it. Elamaisa, according to Rabba's Teretz, it ain't Safik Moitzmi Devadai. And Pashtus, we say the Klal of Ain't Safik Moitzmi Devadai, even by Dindar Abon. The Pshat of Ain't Safik Moitzmi Devadai is nothing to do with the Ra, it's nothing to do with a Machatz, you say it by itself. That when there is a Vadai, a Safik is not recognized to go connected to Vadai. And it bribes a Vadai. Because Mandi, you don't disprove it 100%, I'm left with a Vadai. So any case that there's a Vadai Chametz, I don't even talk about the whole Shmuz with the Ra, with the Rambam, with this case, it's not negay. Because if I'll say, Tosis has a Shmuz about it, Tosis has two Tzadim and Tesim about it. But if I'll assume that Ain't Safik Moitzmi Devadai, I'm going to say even by the Rabbanon. So any case that you have a Vadai Chametz in the house, either it came in or was there and it got lost in the house, any combination of that, until you could say a Svara Vadai that you got rid of it, Ain't Safik Moitzmi Devadai. That's why I'm going to be Machmir.
Even a Raya Madover, even...
That you got rid of it. Okay. At what point is called a Vadai? When I know, tomorrow, Rishonim will tell me, this is called a Vadai, to go against the Vadai. So yeah, good. Everything is good. But until I'll be able to take out from that, don't you say, Shavz Dabon Dik Sam the Chumra. There's no Shaykhis to that. So Mela, every case of Yunam and Bey, let's take, for example, Rabba's first case. So what do you say the Akbar came in and it's not he definitely brought it in? So how about the chomet? What do you want to say? Maybe he ate it up or maybe he schlepped it out. No, but since it's not for sure, it's not his derech, I don't have a vadois to go connect. So ain't something really bad then. That's the answer, as simple as that. It has nothing to do with the shmuz of the Ra. For example, Tina, Nichnas, Vikikar Biyadoi. And we're saying you make it. So we already said this before, Batsy. Why you make it? Because it's a svara that he's mefar, and that's what a tina does. So in Melo, you know you have a vade chametz, but you know the answer. So it's a vade is moitzi midei vade. You're not going to ask me why I'm a make over here. It's not a something. A vade is moitzi midei vade. And the next case, the Gemara says, Achbar lovan is nichnas v'kikar b'piv, Achbar shachas yes v'kikar b'piv. So we said, is it a different one or it's not? So we said, Achbar is lo shakti mehadodi. Oh, they don't take from each other. Machmir. Oh, I see the raw. There's no shaykhs there. Here you had vadei chametz. Once you have vadei chametz, until you're going to take out from that what a vadei, it's in suffik b'hismi dei vadei. That's going to be the aside here. And achbar nichmas, let's say for example, next case. Achbar nichmas v'kikar b'piv, v'chul de yotzi v'kikar b'piyo. So here the Gemara is a back and forth. We don't know. Ma'o chul de vadei me'achbar shak will say, because he's stronger, or do ma'achwinuhu. The Mishnah Machma Shak will say Achapiyav Meshkachas Vimtim Sabayma. If you want to say Taka that it's, he didn't take it out, which is Chumro. So again, why? Because until we have a Vade that you took out, there is a Vade Chametz and it's Ein Sofik Meitz Midei Vade. The only thing is where Shver is this case. What do you have in this case? Achbar is Nichnas V'Kikar B'Piv. Chuldo is Yoytz V'Kikar V'Achbar B'Pi Chuldo. Kikar B'Achbar is B'Pi Chuldo. Chulda has two things in his mouth. And here the Gemara is a Safik. And what do we say? Teku. And the Rambam Paskins, the Kulam. The Chor, it's a Pella. Over here you have a Vadei Chametz going into the house. And you have a Svar you're handling back and forth. You don't know if you took out the Chametz. So it's ain't something Muslim be Vadei. How are you going to be making it? And for sure it's a Safik like the Ra. For sure you should be Machlin. Mitzad the Ra. Mitzad ain't something Muslim be Vadei. It's a Pella. Chor. This case, and also the case
but the Maisa, it seems the Gemara does give us Svoro. Maybe the Rama felt that was enough of a Svoro.
The Gemara itself doesn't know.
Gemara says Teiku.
Gemara says Teiku, and you have the Rama.
Even the Gemara gives us Svoro.
Right. The Gemara doesn't know. The Gemara, it's a good Svoro, the Gemara leaves off a Teiku. And the last case of Nachash, Kikar B'Pi Nachash, Tzorech Hava Lohitzi, Oy Ein Tzorech. Do you need to get someone to take it out or not? So we're not sure. Gufa atruchu rapanu, but mayna loy atruchu is the chiv bedika here. Teiku. You definitely have chametz. You're not sure if you have a chiv bedika. The Gemara said teiku, and the Rambam is meiko. How could it be? How could it be? That's these two cases. The shver. So meilo lemaisa. If you look in the Lecha Mishnah, so he says another thing of a very good gevalda gazach. He says that. What you could answer is, and you have to really know exactly and understand it, but he wants to say like this. He says, it's not shver for the Rambam to be mekel in the cases that the Gemara calls a teiku. Why? Because lo yilam yirayv. Any case that Taka obliged to suffik derabbanan, I'm just putting everything together, he didn't say these words, but everything based on what he said, any case that Taka obliged to suffik derabbanan, and I don't have a chazakah to fa'emfer that, I'm going to go look for more. Sure, I'm going to go look for more. Stamba's like cases that ain't something much with a vadai. I don't need the raw for that, no shy. Because ain't something much with a vadai. For sure, I'm going to go lakulo. But cases that I go lakulo could be one of two reasons. One reason is because the chazaka answered and told me that there's nothing going on over here. Stamba's like was a vadai, but I had a vadai to nag that. Another reason, Zak the Lecha Mishnah, could be like this. The whole svar of the raw was the chachamim were misakin the yumasupik if you have chametz in your house. So they said, okay. You're not sure if you have a suffix b'inyana, he calls it. And what's going on? Suffix b'inyana. What's the end? What's going on? So, Mela, anytime you have a suffix that we can classify as a suffix b'inyana, we're going to say, okay, you have to be void if you get it. Mashenkin, what if I could classify and tell you something called a sveika divina? So, Matthias, we don't have a suffix Matthias. We have a something which is classified as a sveika divina. Sveika divina, the whole svar of the other is in a part. Zakulachim, let's explain why. Because the whole svar was not stamazoy since they made it on a sabbath to be machman any sabbath. That wasn't that a building svar. It was a very specific svar. The svar was that exactly where they made it. They made it when you don't know if you have chametz. So in a case that you're not sure if you're mechuyiv, because it's a sabbath, you're not sure if you're mechuyiv because you don't know the matzias what went on. So in those cases, we're going to be machman because you have a chazaka of the emperor. But if that's not the suffix, and it's something which will classify as a suffix and din, we have a suffix mitzias. We have a suffix what the din is, that you don't have the sorrow at all. Because there's no sfeika din yana. Let me just read the Lashon Lech Mishnah and I'll explain. He said, Iki chiluka bein suffix din yana, l'sfeika din dina. The b'dikas chametz nasis al suffix, hakavani he, what does it mean? Suffix. That was the whole takana of b'dikas chametz. So, still, we made you do it, even though you don't know. Shehu safek din yana. The gam kim b'chol safek din yana. Ki hai, anything like that, similar to that, machmirin will be machmir. Avak she'ein safek din yana. But when the safek is not in the inyan, ela sveiko the dina, kimoi safek hateku. I have to be perfectly honest with you, I don't fully understand what he means. He says, when the Gemara says teku, that's automatically classified as a safek in din, not a safek in metzias. When the Gemara says teku.
Strange to answer teku and metzias.
Right. He says, it means the Gemara gave it a safek in din. Now it's a safek in what's the din, when the Gemara said that. So he said, in those cases, taka the svar of the O would not apply, and the Rambam has the right to be maker. But every, goes back to the din of every safek for Rabbanu, too.
Only two that the answer is take.
Right. That's right.
Good. The Rabbanu have a right to be make one.
No, because it goes back to Safi Rabbanu Kul. It goes back to Safi Rabbanu Kul. Not classified as Safi being young.
Under the tik on the con of Bdikas Chometz doesn't fall.
Right. The whole din they made was you don't know if you have chametz in your house. Okay, so in all the cases that you don't know if you have chametz, and it's only looked at as a suffix in etzias in yana, okay, fine, so you have to go back and do it. But if the moment that it's somehow transforms into a suffix in din, which I can't say I fully understand what that means, at that point, it's good. Right, the suffix in din. Cool.
There's a point in the way the Gemara no longer can answer. Maybe you could say the Metzius is Azoi. Or maybe you could say the Metzius is Azoi, right?
It's hard to know exactly what that means. The Gemara gave it a stempel. Take.
Gemara's asking. Rava's Shailas at the end are different than Rava's Shailas earlier. Rava's Shailas earlier is what could we say the Metzius was? Over here, his Shaila was what would Rabbanon say about such a mice?
I have the same problem. I don't fully understand what he's saying. When the Gemara gives it a teiku, now it's no longer a sveika din yana. Suddenly transformed to sveika din.
That's right.
Yeah.